You're listening to The Scene with me, Rachel Otwell. This is Illinois Edition, joined now by Scott Bingold of the Illinois Times.
That's me.
And we have a very special episode today. We were joined in studio by a band straight out of Southtown, Springfield, the Black Sheep type scene.
Yeah, there's a lot going on at Black Sheep this week. Springfield favorites Looming, who has a couple members of the band have lit out for other territories, are touring, and they're making their way back here for the first time, I think, in almost a year. They'll be playing a show on Sunday. Legendary indie rocker, one of the originals who started K Records over in Olympia, is going to be doing a show with Zap and Epsom on Wednesday. That's Selector Dub Narcotic, a.k.a. Calvin Johnson of K Records, Beat Happening, etc. So that's very exciting. And then here in the studio, we have with us Our Lady, who are celebrating the release of their new album, Lure, which they're going to be doing a show on Friday to mark the release of that. And they're going to be playing a few songs for us live in the studio.
So we'll get to them in a second. Scott mentioned some of the other stuff going on at Black Sheep this weekend. And then also in Springfield, the Demo Project has a one-day event on Saturday. Scott, you want to tell us a little bit more?
Sure. This is kind of a unique event over there. It's called Yummy Gloves. It's a one-day interactive exhibition and performance from a Chicago-based artist named Andy Roach. It seems like it's going to be a very freewheeling kind of playful show. Basically the idea is it's going to take place in concurrently with Melt, which is an ice cream social that's happening at the Springfield Art Association at the same time. The press release for this is a little bit on the jokey side, and it says something about there being a new iPhone, which was unwrapped to reveal rich chocolatey snack bar at its center, which I think is probably not technically true, but will relate to what is going on at Yummy Gloves. That's taking place from 2 to 4:30 on Saturday at the Demo Project.
And then, as Scott mentioned, also happening from about the same time, Saturday, 2 to 4:30 p.m., on the Springfield Art Association campus, is an ice cream social and dessert potluck call out for all Springfield artists and art enthusiasts, anyone who wants to support the arts community in town. There will be representatives from the Springfield Art Association, Collective, Demo Project, The Pharmacy, The Studio Show, and the Sala Creative Association. So check that out. And then, speaking of the Springfield Art Association Collective, that's, of course, the Springfield Art Association teaming up with what was previously Prairie Art Alliance. And so they're hosting its second Emerging Artist Exhibition. That's from August 19th through September 17th. And artists will be on site for a reception, which is Saturday, August 20th, from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. So a busy time over at the Springfield Art Association, as well as Black Sheep, in Springfield this weekend. Moving on to Champaign, though, Scott, what do you have going on there?
Well, there's a screening at the Art Theater Co-op on Saturday at 10 o'clock of Phantom of the Paradise, one of the sort of go-to cult films, sort of reworking in kind of a futuristic, bizarro way of the Phantom of the Opera, as you might guess from the title, with a very strange performance by the always very strange Paul Williams as kind of a Svengali-like music creator. It sort of has to be seen to be believed. Everybody who has seen this movie has been marked by it. It's very funny and very weird and exciting 70s style cult movie, not nearly as popular or well known as Rocky Horror Picture Show, but really something that has to be seen to be believed. So if you want to check that out, go over to the Art Theater Co-op in Champaign at 10 o'clock on Saturday.
And then a couple of my favorite bands out of St. Louis are playing Rock the Hops. That's Saturday in downtown Alton, Illinois. There will be a lot of bands, 25-plus bands, as well as visual artists, over 30 visual artists, and 25 styles of craft beer taking place across six venues in Alton, Illinois. A couple of those bands I mentioned are Hands and Feet and Cave of Swords. Here's a little taste of what Cave of Swords sound like.
You are not wrong, you are not right, you are yourself.
Lots of other music going on in downtown Alton, Illinois, if you're out that way this Saturday. It's called Rock the Hops. There's art, there's music, and there's beer. And then in Peoria, an Indo-American Society.
Indo-American
event?
Society, yeah, is putting on India Fest at the CEFQ Center Stage. It's live music, authentic Indian cuisine, traditional Indian dancing, and much more. So it's a cultural event on the riverfront there in Peoria. We'll have the information up on the website so you can check out more details.
That's IllinoisEdition.org. And so now, in lieu of Culture Corner this week, we have the culture coming right at you. We have the band Our Lady out of Springfield, Illinois, of course, and all kind of came up in the Southtown Black Sheep scene, joined us in studio. They have a new album coming out. This is an abbreviated version of the performance chat we had with them. You can check out the entire thing at IllinoisEdition.org. Just look for the scene. But for now, this is what we have to share. And on Friday, if you like what you hear, you can check out the band playing at Black Sheep in Springfield for their album release. And that show is going to be at 7 p.m.
My name's Tim. I play guitar and sing in Our Lady.
My name is Molly Squires, and I play cello in Our Lady.
Hi, my name is Kyle, and I play drums in Our Lady.
My name is Nicholas DeMarco. I play guitar in Our Lady.
All right, my name's BJ Pierce, and I play bass in Our Lady.
So, you got a new album, is that right?
I think so.
That's the rumor.
That's the rumor. What's it called?
It's called Lure.
Lure, spelled L-U-R-E, like you're fishing.
Yep, you got it, man.
All right, awesome. so tell me, for people who might not be familiar with Our Lady or who might be familiar, what can people listening to this record expect that might be a little different, either from what they're used to from you or what they're used to from the world in general?
I definitely think it's more of a complete thing than we've ever done. Like, most of the things we put out are splits or an EP or something like that. It's our first completely fleshed out idea. I guess difference wise, we could say that there's not a lot of heavy aspects to it. Like in previous stuff, there was like some screaming and stuff like that. And that's not really there anymore.
I think the key thing that people are going to want to look out for on this record is lyrical content. Mm-hmm. I think that ties everything in together. I think if you're just listening to it, trying to get a feel good record, you're not going to get that out of it.
Definitely not.
Yeah.
Well, so what are some of the themes that you're exploring on the new record?
I think that it's left up to the individual listening, but there are certain characters that embody certain emotions. Okay. I guess that's all I'm going to say.
Cool. Well, so tell us the name of the first song. You guys came into studio, played some songs for us. Tell us about the first one.
The first song we played was Body. It's kind of like an introduction to the record. It sets down a lot of the themes that carry out through the rest of it.
Tight ropes and straight lines with sharp teeth and open hands. So I slip under another armored sleep. Another night spent trudging through the desert.
And the second one was called Sleep Study. Once again, just kind of setting down a lot of themes and reiterating some emotions that carry on throughout the rest of the record.
Take from my hands, then turn your teeth show your weakness by hurting me. My another step in stone.
You're listening to Illinois Edition. We're joined now by Our Lady, a band out of Springfield, Illinois. They came to share some music off their new record. Molly, you play cello, which is something unique as far as Southtown, and that scene, probably one of the only cellists, I would imagine.
Yeah, I think I'm the only one.
An underdog.
Well, yeah. So what about that instrument drew you in, and what's it like, you know, having that influence on the music?
Honestly, I really, as a kid, wanted to play cello. It wasn't offered in my middle school or high school or whatever. So honestly, when I was old enough to get my own credit card, I bought a cello and got it shipped to my house. And me and Tim had been friends for a while, and he was like, "I'm starting this acoustic thing," and he had actually just, you know, rekindled his relationship with an acoustic guitar, and so, honestly, we kind of learned how to play our instruments together, like, in the beginning. It was, like we said earlier, it was just acoustic, and it was very simple, but, I don't know, we kind of just fell in love with our instruments together, I feel like, in the beginning.
Well, now you're rocking out on the cello, so what's that?
Yeah.
Like?
Upgrade to electric, much better.
Cool. Now everyone can hear you.
Yeah, everyone can hear me. That's nice.
That was always such a problem. I feel like it was like, yeah, you guys have cello, but I didn't hear it. You know what I mean?
What I think that actually came from is no one actually knows what a cello sounds like.
Maybe so. And it also blends in really well.
Yeah,
it blends in really well with all the tones and everything. But I think this record especially is the record that, I mean, showcases each instrument, especially the cello, the most. I mean, you're the one that has some of the leads, some of the main parts in some of these songs, and they just really pop. I mean, Brandon did a really good job at bringing the cello out on this one.
So how has the Black Sheep and you in Southtown in general influenced you guys as a band and as individuals?
Well, I've been going to Black Sheep's since it started, almost. I've been around the entire time.
Yeah, Black Sheep has kept me entertained on the weekends for the last 10 years.
Yeah.
My first show at Black Sheep was an Our Lady show, because I moved to Springfield in 2012, and I kind of just, like, heard about the scene, came to the show, and it's really surreal now being in Our Lady when that was, like, the first band I actually saw in Black Sheep.
I think that it's influenced us all in a way where it's given us a really weird sense of community that we kind of carry on into the band.
So take us out on one more song, guys. I think the last song you played was called Weak Hand.
Yeah, it's just it's kind of an extension of the Fox. It's one another character explanation. Like,
I look at it as like a cool down from the Fox, you know what I mean? In its own intense way. The rhythm in that song is very strange, but it all kind of like bleeds together with the same themes. I mean, like I said before, lyrical content is what you're going to want to look for on this album. That was some of our interview and some of the performance shared with us by Our Lady. Their album Lore is coming out on Friday. There will be a show at Black Sheep to commemorate that. You can pick up the album there. That's at 7 p.m. And then on Sunday, Looming, Local Darlings, two of the members have gone on to live in bigger cities, but they're coming back together and they're going to be playing
at Black Sheep on Sunday with a couple other bands, and that show is from 7 to 10 p.m. at Black Sheep. We're going to share one of their songs for Song of the Week. Scott set that up for us.
It's called Tried and True. It's their first new song in a while, and it was recently debuted via SoundCloud through Book on Vegan, but you can hear it now. This is the latest from Looming, including they're now a five-piece, so there's another new member of Looming. So check this out and then go see them on Sunday.